Hello and welcome back to Kenny the Sports Guys podcast. I'm your host Kenny Severo, and WrestleMania season is finally here, and with fans. For the first time in over a year, there will be fans in attendance at Raymond James Stadium in Tampa, Florida. The WrestleMania card is, how shall I put this, okay to put it mildly. In this episode, I will give my predictions on all the matches scheduled to take place. Let's get to it.
Welcome to Kenny the Sports Guy Podcast.
Like last year, WrestleMania will be two nights, Saturday, April 10th and Sunday, April 11th. They did this to offset the money lost by not having fans in attendance last year due to COVID-19. There will be over 25,000 fans in attendance because it's Florida and anything goes down there since the pandemic magically disappeared. Still, it is WWE's biggest show of the year, and they will pull out all the stops just to make it happen. Let's start with night one. Sasha Banks versus Bianca Belair for the SmackDown Women's Championship. Belair won the Royal Rumble in January and will be facing the SmackDown Women's Champion Sasha Banks. The build to this match is terrible. I get WWE was trying to do a slow burn, but it failed. It wasn't until 2 weeks ago that the storyline started to take off. Despite all that, these two will put on a show, and don't be surprised if it will be match of the year. I think Bianca Belair wins it and becomes the new SmackDown Women's Champion. Bad Bunny vs. The Miz. This match infuriates me. A month ago, The Miz was WWE Champion. Now, he's in a singles match against Latin superstar Bad Bunny. Despite his limited ring abilities, however, Bad Bunny actually done a tremendous job in this feud. The Miz, like the good soldier he is, just goes along with this. Originally, this was supposed to be a tag team match with Miz and Morrison versus Bunny and Damian Priest, but apparently WWE has faith in Bad Bunny's abilities. There is no way that The Miz loses this match, and I will go with The Miz. If he does lose this match, The Miz should ask for his release or just hang up his boots, because that would be very, very embarrassing. Cesaro vs. Seth Rollins. This match has the potential to be a show stealer. After years and years of being buried, Cesaro has his first WrestleMania singles match. It's about damn time, as Cesaro truly deserves it. As for Seth Rollins, he recently abandoned his Messiah gimmick to become the Abrasive Vision gimmick. Rollins kept on getting into Cesaro's signature swing, embarrassing him in the process. I love this storyline, as both wrestlers show the comedic side, and this has the potential to be the best match on the card. Rollins will secure the victory, earning his name of Mr. WrestleMania. The New Day vs. AJ Styles and Omos for the Raw Tag Team Championship. The New Day won the Raw Tag titles not too long ago, and immediately went into a feud with AJ Styles and his Diesel, Omos. Omos will be making his in-ring debut at WrestleMania, and we don't know how well he will do. There has been concerns about his in-ring ability, but WWE is going with it. I believe that the New Day will beat AJ Styles and Omos. New Day will retain the titles. Braun Strowman vs. Shane McMahon in a steel cage match. To quote the great Randy Orton, stupid, 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 stupid. That is the word that is driving this feud. After a one-year hiatus, Shane McMahon will return to WrestleMania and fight Braun Strowman in a steel cage match. For weeks, McMahon has tormented Strowman by calling him stupid. Yes, this is a storyline that is happening in 2021. Despite the stupid storyline, McMahon would deliver a death-defying stunt, leaving people talking. Strowman wins. Finally, rounding out night one is Bobby Lashley vs. Drew McIntyre for the WWE Championship. About a year ago, both men were in the same feud with McIntyre as WWE Champion. Now, it's Bobby Lashley that is the champion. Thanks in part to MVP and the now defunct Hurt Business, which by the way was a stupid move by WWE in breaking them up. Lashley is on one of the best runs of his career. People tend to forget that McMahon wants McIntyre to win the championship in front of fans, so don't be surprised if Drew McIntyre wins the WWE title, which I have him doing in front of the fans. Let's move on to night two, shall we? Asuka vs. Rhea Ripley for the Raw Women's Championship. Surprisingly, Charlotte Flair isn't in this match. Yay! Instead, it's a debut in Rhea Ripley, who made her Raw debut memorable. After Asuka defeated Peyton Royce a couple of weeks ago, Ripley stormed into the ring and challenged Asuka for the championship. I, for one, is looking forward to this match, and I believe that it will be a better match than the Sasha Banks-Bianca Belair match that will be happening in Night 1. I believe that Asuka drops the title, and Rhea Ripley gets her WrestleMania moment. Big E vs. Apollo Crews for the Intercontinental Championship in a Nigerian drum match. I don't know what a Nigerian drum match is or what it consists of. It sounds like something out of Black Panther, and creatives love the movie so much that it somehow made it to the WrestleMania card. Apollo Crews recently turned heel and has a great fake Nigerian accent and is from Nigerian royalty. These two have fought once before with Big E winning at Fastlane but was beat down by Apollo after the match. In this insane, crazy match, I think Apollo Crews wins the Intercontinental Championship and start his reign of Nigerian terror. Kevin Owens vs. Sami Zayn. Conspiracy. Sami Zayn has cried out conspiracy ever since losing the Intercontinental Championship. He hired a documentary crew to capture the conspiracy in action. Zayn asked Kevin Owens to join the documentary, but Owens refused. Owens eventually challenged Zayn to a match at WrestleMania. Let's hope this match is on par with their NXT matches. Those were classics. It's going to be a great match, but Sami Zayn wins. SmackDown Tag Team Championships. Dolph Ziggler, Bobby Roode vs. the Street Profits vs. Otis and Chad Gable vs. Rey and Dominic Mysterio. Okay, I'm cheating a little bit here since this match is technically on the SmackDown before WrestleMania Night 1. However, this tag team division has been long forgotten at SmackDown. The father-son duo of Rey and Dominic will be a cool surprise if they win the tag titles, becoming the first father-son duo to win it. I got them winning it all. The Andre the Giant Memorial Battle Royal. Also on the SmackDown before WrestleMania, this Battle Royal returns after a one-year hiatus. This match is driven by superstars who does not have an active storyline. In this case, Ali would be the perfect choice to win it. My winner would be Ali. Sheamus vs. Riddle for the United States Championship. Despite an impressive few months feuding with Drew McIntyre, Sheamus is in the United States title picture after attacking Riddle with his own scooter. Last minute feud between the both of them, but hey, at least they're in the WrestleMania card, right? Sheamus should take the US title away from Riddle to continue his momentum. I have Sheamus winning this match. The Fiend vs. Randy Orton. The best feud in WWE, period. Since Orton set The Fiend on fire at WWE TLC last year, Alexa Bliss has made Orton's life a living hell. The Fiend returned at WWE Fastlane with a brand new mask and costume and attacked Orton twice. It is not known if this will be a cinematic match or a normal match, but this is the match I have been dying to see, as Orton, Bliss, and Wyatt has done a tremendous job in this feud. The Fiend will win this match. And finally, rounding out WrestleMania is Roman Reigns vs. Edge vs. Daniel Bryan for the WWE Universal Championship. Edge, against all odds, won the 2021 Royal Rumble last January. After weeks and weeks of playing head games with champions from Raw, NXT, and SmackDown, Edge made his choice at WWE Elimination Chamber attacking the tribal chief, Roman Reigns. Eventually, Daniel Bryan crashed the party and inserted himself into the match at WrestleMania. Honestly, this move made so much sense since I didn't think Edge versus Reigns 1-on-1 wouldn't work. The build has been okay, and this will be the main event that will close out WrestleMania. I got Roman Reigns retaining his title. Before I go, the women's tag title match has not been announced yet. But as of this recording, it might be a triple threat match between the tag team champions, Nia Jax and Shayna Baszler, versus the Riot Squad versus Lana and Naomi. This is just a guess, but I think Lana and Naomi will win the tag titles. Well, folks, that is my time. Do you agree with my picks? Let me know on my social media pages on Twitter at Kenny_sports and on Instagram at KennyTheSportsGuy. Again, on Instagram at KennyTheSportsGuy. For past and future episodes, head on over to Anchor FM, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Breaker, and Spotify. Until the next episode, see ya, and I hope you stay safe and healthy.
Kenny, the Sports Guy Podcast.